can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Osborne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We do have a lot to talk about here tonight. Your calls are, of course, the primary elements if you make them. 800-259-9231. And did you guys hear about this global warming, like, shocking revelation that a couple people passed me some emails wherein essentially
they're calling it Climate Gate.
Some hacker cracked into some computers at apparently the University of East Anglia's Climate Research Unit and released 61 megabytes of confidential files onto the internet. And according to the story here, they are questioning the climate change people, like essentially had discovered that these
scientists somehow managed to, in spite of the scientific method, managed to pass lies off to people as the truth in the form of science.
Let me share some of this from
peer review or not.
Yeah, they essentially just scam. They're scamming people. And I'm sure it's in order so that they can keep getting funding for doing new studies and things like that. James Dellingpole over at The Telegraph in the UK says that if you own any shares in alternative energy companies, I'd start dumping them now. The conspiracy behind the anthropogenic global warming myth.
Anthropomorphogenic or something like that.
No, right? Unless he's misspelling it, it looks like anthropogenic.
Okay.
Global warming myth has been suddenly, brutally, and quite deliciously exposed after a hacker broke into the computers at that university and released the info. When you read some of those files, including 1,079 emails and 72 documents, you realize just why the boffins at the Hadley CRU might have preferred to keep them confidential. As Andrew Bolt puts it, this scandal could well be the greatest in modern science. These alleged emails, supposedly exchanged by some of the most prominent scientists pushing this particular global warming theory, suggest that conspiracy, collusion in exaggerating warming data, possibly illegal destruction of embarrassing information, organized resistance to disclosure, manipulation of data, private admissions of flaws in their public claims, and much more. One of the alleged emails has a gentle gloat over the death in 2004 of John L. Daly, commenting, in an odd way, this is cheering news. John Daly, of course, is, according to the story, one of the first climate change skeptics and founder of the Still Waiting for Greenhouse website. But perhaps the most damaging revelations, the scientific equivalent of the Telegraph MP's expenses scandal, are those concerning the way warmist scientists may variously have manipulated or suppressed evidence in order to support their cause. Here are a few tasters. So far, we can only refer to them as alleged emails because, though Hadley CRU's director has confirmed the break-in, he has yet to fess up to any specific contents. But if genuine, they suggest dubious practices such as manipulation of evidence. Now, he's actually citing excerpts from some of these emails and these documents here. So this is what he's these are the citations. Quote, I've just completed Mike's nature trick of adding in the real temps to each series for the last 20 years and from 1961 for Keith's to hide the decline. Also reveals private doubts about whether the world is really heating up. Quote, the fact is that we can't account for the lack of warming at the moment, and it's a travesty that we can't. The series data published in the August BAMS 09 supplement on 2008 shows there should be even more warming, but the data are surely wrong. Our observing system is inadequate. It also reveals suppression of evidence. Quotes, can you delete any emails you may have had with Keith regarding a certain thing? Keith will do likewise. He's not in at the moment. Can you also email Gene and get him to do the same? We'll be getting Casper to do it likewise. Fantasies of violence against prominent climate skeptic scientists. Quote, next time I see Pat Michaels at a scientific meeting, I'll be tempted to beat the crap out of him. Very tempted. Attempts to disguise the inconvenience.
People getting the crap beaten out of them at scientific conventions.
Yeah.
Attempts that part's best.
To disguise the inconvenient truth of the medieval warm period. Now, what is the medieval warm period? Do you recall that?
Yeah, the medieval warm period is about the 1400s, I guess. What's that make it, the 13th century? When the those Viking fellas, not only did they found Iceland, but Greenland too. And even where there's a glacier now, there used to be people, you know, working those farms and stuff. So the world has been warmer than it is today, and somehow we survived that experience. I mean, the idea is that that huge catastrophes will occur if the Earth warms up a couple few degrees Fahrenheit, is the way it's been sold to us.
Yeah.
Polar bears dying, mass extinctions, tidal waves, huge amounts of swaths of real estate completely submerged, absolute catastrophes. And I don't know, but, if real estate does submerge, then I guess that's what happens. And I don't have any... what is going to happen to my house if it just, for some reason the side of the mountain just slides right off? Big deal. The world's going to go on.
So basically, the medieval warm period is something that these people wish didn't exist, because it never existed.
Absolutely.
Because it just pretty much invalidates all their claims about the world getting warmer because of man's hand, because there certainly weren't any motor cars puttering around back then.
It was horse poo.
Yeah. So here's their attempts to disguise the inconvenient truth. Quote, Phil and I have recently submitted a paper using about a dozen NH records that fit this category, and many of which are available nearly 2K back. I think that trying to adopt a time frame of 2K rather than the usual 1K addresses a good earlier point that Peck made with regards to the memo, that it would be nice to try to contain the putative medieval warm period. They call it the MWP in their little texts. Even if we don't yet have a hemispheric mean reconstruction available that far back. Back to the story of the Telegraph, and perhaps most reprehensibly, a long series of communications discussing how to best squeeze dissenting scientists out of the peer review process. How, in other words, to create a scientific climate in which anyone who disagrees with their theory can be written off as a crank.
Well, that basically has been done in the public, because they'll say a consensus of scientists already believe this. Quit. Arguing it.
Mm-hmm.
NPR addresses it as if it is the gospel. There's absolutely no doubt the global warming's come along as far as NPR is concerned. And
it's just propaganda. I mean, you repeat something over and over again, people start to believe it's true, right?
Absolutely.
So the quote there is that this was the danger of always criticizing the skeptics for not publishing the peer-reviewed literature. Obviously, they found a solution to that. Take over a journal. So what do we do about this? I think we have to stop considering climate research as a legitimate peer-reviewed journal. Perhaps we should encourage our colleagues in the climate research community to no longer submit to or cite papers in this journal. So the journal is too skeptical for them, and they're saying, well, we just need to, essentially blackball them. We would need to consider what we tell request of our more reasonable colleagues who currently sit on the editorial board. What do others think? I'll be emailing the journal to tell them I'm having nothing more to do with it until they rid themselves of this troublesome editor. It results from this journal having a number of editors. The responsible one for this is a well-known skeptic in New Zealand. He has led a few papers through by a couple authors in the past. I've had words with somebody else about this, but got nowhere. Another thing to discuss.
Right, so this isn't them talking about lying. This is them talking about squashing any other opinion that might be different than theirs.
That's right. According to the story of the Telegraph, in September, the author says, I wrote up a story here as how the global warming industry is based on a massive lie. The researchers were exposed as having cherry-picked data in order to support their untrue claim that global temperatures had risen higher at the end of the 20th century than at any time in the last millennium. They also were the organization which, in contravention to all of acceptable behavior in the international scientific community, spent years withholding data from researchers it deemed unhelpful to its cause. This matters because Hadley CRU, the organization in question here, established in 1990, is a government-funded body which is supposed to be a model of rectitude. Its Hadcrut record is one of the four official sources of global temperature data used by the IPCC. So the organization here that was broken into, that had all of their emails splayed out on the internet for everybody to read, is a government-funded organization with an agenda.
This should not come as no surprise to anyone in the scientific community. This happens all the time. Manipulation, misrepresentation.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Let's get down to it. Money is tight. We at Life Change Tea know this. So try our package deal and save some bucks. Feel better. Lose weight and feel better. Oh, yeah, I said that. And here's a thought. When you lose weight, you eat less. Less food saves you money. So now Life Change Tea makes you feel better, helps with your weight problem, and you will save money. It doesn't get any better. Order today. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You've heard it. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose weight, feel better, and save some bucks. That's GetTheTea.com.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL,
you are paying way too much.
It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider.
DSL Extreme is fast.
And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up.
Plus, you get free span protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Certain restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET.
That's 1-866-2-GET-NET.
Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. According to the story here, the Telegraph, that we're sharing with you, there's been a break-in that has resulted in some very interesting information coming out about this whole climate change phenomenon thing that is supposed to be a scientific consensus, which, of course, we all know that's not really possible because, well, science doesn't tend to come to consensuses or consensi on things, because science is all about trying to, from what I understand, disprove claims, prove or disprove claims. And there are still plenty of people out there that do not believe the claims of those who would claim that the Earth is getting warmer. And in fact, you've got the medieval warm period, which shows that at a point in the past, there were higher temperatures on the Earth than there are now.
And what's suspicious about this whole global warming thing is it is being purported by the science organizations that are run by governments. And
yes.
What would be better for government, a coercive monopoly on force, than if there was a huge catastrophe coming along in a sort of slow pace that somehow it taking over the means of production and everything else in the world, basically, in order to stop this, controlling people, being able to clamp down, what could possibly be better for government?
It's a great point. It's another crisis for them to glom onto and create new government programs right. for. And unlike terrorism or drugs, you can't stop this one, right? I mean, not that they've been able to stop drugs or terrorism, but it's yet another unending crisis that they'll always be able to claim that there's something terrible coming around the corner and that you just need to give us more power and we'll be able to solve the problem.
And the very very possibility that we're somehow going to live in a world that doesn't have climate change is just ludicrous. I mean, that doesn't even sound right.
So there's a little bit more here, and we're going to take your phone calls, your thoughts on this, or anything you want to bring up. The story's over at The Telegraph from the UK. By the way, I want to remind you that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. It's right here in New Hampshire. It's among hundreds and soon thousands of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people that are getting active in ways that the liberty movement has never seen before in order to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And it's working. It's just begun as well. So get on board. Learn more about it at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. I'm going to continue this Telegraph story and we'll get right into your phone calls. The author, after citing a number of these emails and documents that were released by a hacker who broke into a particular research institute over, I believe it's in the UK, the University of East Anglia's Climate Research Unit, also known as Hadley CRU. He points out that this Hadley CRU organization is actually a government-funded body. And he says, I asked in my title whether this will be the final nail in the coffin for anthropogenic global warming. This was wishful thinking, of course. In the run-up to Copenhagen, we'll see more and more hysterical and grossly exaggerated stories in the mainstream media, and we'll see ever more virulent campaigns conducted by eco-fascist activities, such as this risible new advertising campaign, advertising campaign by Plain Stupid, showing CGI polar bears falling from the sky and exploding. Because, well, that's what happens whenever you take another trip on an airplane. The world is currently cooling. Electorates are increasingly reluctant to support eco policies, leading to more oppressive regulation, higher taxes, and higher utility bills. The tide is turning against Al Gore's anthropogenic global warming theory, and the so-called skeptical view is now also the majority view. Unfortunately, we've run a long, long way to, or we have, rather, a long, long way to go before the public mood and scientific truth is reflected by policymakers. There are too many vested interests in the global warming theory with far too much to lose, either in terms of reputation or money, for this to end without a bitter fight.
Yeah, you know, it absolutely. You know, the media organizations, I would say from a two-pronged angle, and I guess to some extent I hold the belief that media is a more liberal than it is conservative kind of organization. I certainly believe it's statist, but it seems like major media kind of tends towards liberal, and it seems like the people that would get into journalism, one of the reasons that they would get into journalism is to change the world, and essentially kids that are getting out of college today have been brainwashed into this eco stuff their whole public school career, and so you know that's their motivation. Secondly, major media essentially is spoon fed its information through government organizations. They don't even know how to get it otherwise. And, you know, so it's very difficult for them to step out of that paradigm, actually do real reporting. So they're not going to, you know, the governments aren't going to say, oh, well, you know, looks like you got us. They're not going to do that.
Why research and check and fact checks?
What?
Check facts. when you can just parrot a government press release. I mean, they're the government. They wouldn't be dishonest, would they? Let's go to your phone calls. Tristan is on the line in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Tristan.
Yeah. Good to be here.
You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, about the whole climate gate scandal, I'm personally of the opinion that all that's been admitted is that they were broken into. It's perfectly possible that the hacker forged some of that information, and we should wait for confirmation. Now feel free to jump on me.
Oh, that probably makes sense. Yeah, we probably should wait for a certain level of confirmation. But do you think it's possible that scientists are maybe forging some of this information? We've brought up several points that are kind of valid here, like, hey, the scientists benefit, the organizations they work for benefit. Does any of that bother you?
Well, yeah, of course, the classic question of cui bono. But at the same time, we have to remember, well, everyone's got an interest to twist information, including those who are on the other side of the climate debate. So we need to
But wait a minute. How much interest do the people that oppose the global warming theory have? I mean, are they getting big government money for their research? I mean, they're just kind of doing it because they think that it's bunk and they want to show that.
Well, that's part of it, but you also consider the coal companies. They receive plenty of government cushiness, and they have an interest in debunking global warming.
Are coal companies the real opposition of global warming?
They're part of it.
Well, they certainly do fund it to some extent. However, do you really think coal's going to go away? I mean, once the government is funded by coal companies, right? So the people that run coal companies, you can by and large get about a 20-to-1 return for dollars invested in politicians, as opposed to anything else in the world. So coal companies dump more money into politicians. Do you really think that global warming science is going to have anything to do with that when politicians are in play?
Well, certainly.
Well, and these people have already come out with comments as well. You don't hear them denying any of the claims. They're making excuses saying, well, that was taken out of context, and I feel violated.
Of course,
you know, all the righteous indignation when people get caught red-handed, right? I don't know about you, but those comments that you read earlier, they don't really sound like they could have been taken out of context. They made sense on their own.
Still, it's a good idea to be careful.
Thank you, Tristan. I appreciate that. I, for one, will trust a hacker over government-funded scientists. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Hey, did you know that you can now order Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online? That's right, it's true. And it's convenient now. Genuine FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online at Viamedic.com. That's V, like in Victor, Viamedic.com, V-I-A-M-E-D-I-C.com. That's right, you can order now. No doctor visits necessary. You can get a complete private consultation with a U.S. licensed physician, and licensed pharmacists will review that information. You'll get a prescription, and they'll fill your order. That's right, Viamedic.com, ladies and gentlemen. And if you happen to want to save $10 on your first order, you could use the coupon code SAVAGE while online at Viamedic.com. The coupon code SAVAGE will save you $10 on your FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra order. Or you can call this phone number for more information, and that phone number is 1-888-388-MEDS. That's 1-888-388-MEDS, M-E-D-S.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you. Jason's here, too. He's new to this radio.
And Mark.
Stupid radio.
Osborne is, Jason Osborne is with us, the founder of SACL CAI, or one of the primary elements behind SACL CAI. I guess it
yeah,
actually
was around a lot longer
birth.
Before I was around.
Was it here before your birth, actually,
oh, yes.
SACL CAI?
I was sperm that should have been swallowed back then.
Yeah, so Jason is with us, and Mark's here, and we'll take your calls about anything, 800-259-9231. We opened up the show with a story about the break-in, the hack into a certain university's email system, revealing lots of emails, like 1,000-plus emails and over 70 documents that essentially revealed that these scientists were being anything but scientific in their methods, and that they were covering up and that they were obscuring and just falsifying and doing all sorts of nasty things to ensure that they got the results that they were being paid to get. And that's what some scientists do, is, you know, they get money from governments in order to research a certain thing. And, you know, it's kind of like, hey, we want you to research whether or not video games make kids violent. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. I mean, they're not going to come back with anything else beyond what the politicians are asking them to bring back. They want the people that are funding this research, the politicians, they want a certain result. And that's what these scientists are giving them. So we'll get back into your calls on that here in a moment.
Would you like to get a non-lethal weapon into the hands of your loved ones with a stopping power that rivals that of a handgun? The Tiger Light is an incredibly bright flashlight with an integrated pepper spray. Its high level of utility comes from the fact that it is out and in your hand because it's a flashlight. And unlike other weapons, there's no expectation by the perpetrator that you have a weapon. The Tiger Light is the Tiger Light. Get one today at tiger.freetalklive.com. It's a Christmas special right there at tiger.freetalklive.com. So get it quickly because obviously you need it for the holidays. Tiger.freetalklive.com.
All right. We continue with your phone calls. Bob, listening to WCER in Canton, Ohio. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, fellas. Just a little bit of humor to start us off. Are we allowed to waterboard Al Gore? And I suggest a cattle prod for self-defense. But if you look back over the
history... Yeah, I don't know about concealing a cattle prod.
But if you look back over the history, when they pulled off the Arlen Specter pulled off the magic bullet theory for John Kennedy, and then as Bobby Kennedy, Attorney General, which you can't get close to without Secret Service jumping in front of the bullet, when they eliminated John and Bobby Kennedy and pulled it off with the American public, they knew they had an American public baffled and bamboozled.
Who is they?
Well, the people that were involved in military, Secret Service, CIA, FBI, et cetera, et cetera. So when they pulled that off in conjunction, so what we got is conspiracy validated with military personnel involved. When you got that military-industrial complex, which Eisenhower warned us about...
Well, I have to say I'm a little confused at, in regards to what you're getting at.
Well, I'm working up to the present. When we have the military-industrial complex, along with the banks and the big oil companies and pharmaceuticals, all working in conjunction, plus we have eugenics, where they want to eliminate the Club of Rome, and they want to eliminate 70-80% of the population. They're going to do it one way, you know, one way or another. What I want to throw into the...
Why do they want to get rid of 70 or 80% of the population?
For control. You see,
doesn't the government already have control?
No, they're putting it into place and want to get chips in, and want to chip your dog in the backyard and stuff, and run a car.
Did you learn all this off the radio?
Not only that, but off the web. So, but you know,
must
I'm a
be
history,
true.
I'm a history buff because I did two tours in Nam, fellas.
That's why you're a history buff. Okay.
Yeah, so I've been following it all along for the last 50 years. But when you get up, what I want to give you a heads up on, when you have this military industrial complex along with the oil companies and Monsanto and a bunch of other people spraying you with Roundup. Nobody addresses that. When you, yeah, well, there's nothing that really lives to Roundup.
So you are just all over the map here. Let me see if I can understand what you're saying.
Well, I want to bring it in.
Well, now, hold on. You can bring it in or whatever. I want to make sure I've at least had some sort of grasp on where you've been so far. You've kind of thrown out that there's this they, the military-industrial complex. You haven't mentioned the Illuminati, but presumably you probably believe in that stuff, too.
Trilateral commission.
You know, all these evil people that are out there, they want to exterminate the population. They killed off the Kennedys for some reason. And let's see, what else? Are they behind the global warming thing, too? I mean,
yeah.
Yes?
Well, what you have there, okay, which is an acknowledgement from Russia and China, that they have weapons such as DARPA and HAARP to control weather. When you
just mixing it all in together here.
Well,
so you believe in the chem? Is it when you say spraying you with Roundup? You mean like from the airplanes, chemtrails, that whole thing?
Yeah.
And when you say HAARP, you mean a radio transmitter that can? What is your theory? Do you believe that the HAARP transmitter can control people's minds or control the weather or both?
Well, if you get on web and investigate those things for yourself, because I believe people ought to look for themselves, not just take somebody else's word for it. If you get into that, you'll find out more information if you're willing to do the footwork.
But, okay, you didn't answer my question. What do you believe, Bob, about HAARP? Because we've had people call before, and some people say that, first of all, the people I believe say it's just a silly government transmitter that is essentially a boondoggle experiment. But the people that have the conspiracy mindset, as you apparently are, tend to believe that it can control the weather or can actually control people's minds. So what's your belief?
Well, they definitely can control weather and other such...
Definitely, huh?
Yeah, because we were seeding...
Why don't they do a better job of it?
Well, we were seeding clouds over in Vietnam, okay?
Sure, cloud seeding's possible.
To control weather.
Yeah, okay.
So
not with a big giant Wawa machine in Alaska, though.
Well,
same thing.
We did get them monsoons going for them and changed weather patterns over there.
They've had monsoons before they had HAARP, so it doesn't stand to reason.
Well, what I'm saying, if people get on eBay, if they're concerned and really want to find out
eBay?
Technically, if you want to get on the web and run it down, But what I'm saying to you, a heads up, fella, because if they can do that, and if they can hide UFOs for over these many, many years, and all information about that, but we cracked their nut on that and got information out, if they have suits that you can't distinguish, it's like the Predator. If they have, let me put it to you. They have
so weapons. They have Inviso suits now.
Yes, they do.
That's pretty amazing. And that's actually the most believable thing I think that that you've said so far. That I think that science could pretty much come up with some sort of suit that could bend light rays or something like that.
Well,
that's possible.
Well, if Balfour perpetrates this global warming and they use such items as DARPA and HARP to induce weather conditions, okay? If they utilize the military weapons that they have to induce global warming, I mean, Congress hasn't addressed...
So you believe in global warming, then? You believe that the Earth is
getting
warmer?
They can induce it if they really put their money behind it in the programs that they have.
Bob, I want to check your gullibility meter here real quick, if I could.
Sure.
Do you remember the Jamaican lady who used to be on who'd say, call now, we'll tell your fortune?
Miss Cleo.
Miss Cleo, yeah. You remember her?
I don't listen to that kind of...
Okay. Do you believe that you can... when you see people on the side of the road that have the fortune teller things, and do you believe that if you go in there that they will give you your fortune?
Well, I'm a believer that the dark side, okay, does have enough power to do some of that stuff.
Are you bringing Star Wars into it now?
Wait a second. Before we let you go, how about those commercials where they say they'll grow the size of your unit? You know what I mean by unit, Bob?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Will those pills work?
Well, they could. I don't try them out.
I see.
You have more questions for Bob? We can hang on to
him. I
want to know where to get my Predator suit.
Yeah. Thanks, Bob, for the call. More fun up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. If you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Osborne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should have. He has 5 days of firearms training waiting for you, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. That's frontsight.com. So we just got off the phone with Bob a moment ago in Canton, and he kind of went through the laundry list of various different conspiracy theories all in one phone call. Normally when somebody calls in about a conspiracy theory, they're just focusing on one of them, but he managed to just kind of loop them all in there. And
it's important to weave them together in order to show the big picture.
Apparently, or show that Bob is, well, gullible, as you said, Mark, and will fall for pretty much anything that he hears stated on a radio show or on a website. Just a reminder, just because you go to someone's website doesn't mean that what you see there is the truth. It may be what they believe to be the truth, but that doesn't actually make it the truth. There are people out there who are very firm believers in the idea that somebody, the government presumably, or, you know, some evil black cloak organization of secret black skull and bones members or something like that, the Illuminati or whoever they are, whoever they are. They always use the term they are doing this, they are doing that. But they believe that they are spraying chemicals on them from the sky on a regular basis. And when they look up at the sky, well, they see proof, at least from their perspective. Anytime a plane leaves a contrail, according to the people that believe in the chemtrail conspiracy theory, it's not actually water vapor. It's some sort of poisonous body-modifying chemical that is being dropped from the sky. Of course, you can point out things like, well, humans are living longer than they've ever lived before. And that, you know, just bounces right off of their back. There's nothing that you can really say that can break somebody who's a conspiracy theorist on the chemtrail claims. I mean, what could you say to them to make them disbelieve what they've already come to believe is true?
Maybe come up with a crazier story?
I don't know what that would be, but I suppose then they'd start believing in that. I don't know if that would make them disbelieve their already existing story. And, of course, then there's the point that you can make about, well, wait a minute. If you believe that they're spraying everybody, why would the people operating the planes be doing that? Don't they have families? I mean, why would – it's just crazy. I mean, mean, you're spraying every single person. If you're going over a certain area and you're letting stuff out of a plane, that's going to disperse and diffuse down across everywhere. And unless your family's walking around with gas masks on, then
at that point you don't need the pilots or even the crew that's loading it into the plane to know. It's just the people that know what's going into the tank that's getting loaded into the plane are the only ones that need to know that it is in fact bad. The pilots could believe that it's miracle growth.
Oh, okay.
Or something good.
Yeah.
Good. So, you know, there's that. But I think that
even if they did know, I mean, when was the last time these people did not obey orders? Right. We see that all the time.
The callers, the conspiracy people? Or
no, the military people, cops,
okay, right.
Pilots, whoever, right?
Yeah, generally you don't see them disobeying orders. That much is true.
So it's just ludicrous.
A few of them haven't gone to, say, Iraq or something, even as high as officers. I mean, it's happened.
Yeah, once or twice, sure.
Right. I mean, I'm only pointing out it has happened. You would think that when you're talking about something much closer to home, that people's ethics tend to get tuned up the closer they get to their house, especially when you're talking about their country. And take as an example the slayings down in Fort Hood. You know, if that many people had been shot and injured and killed, as a matter of fact, there were four people. I think it was yesterday, killed in Afghanistan, maybe been the day before, in Afghanistan. Who cares? But they do care that 11 people got killed at Fort Hood. So the difference is it doesn't matter that it's Army personnel. It doesn't matter that it's a military base. It matters that military base is in the United States.
The thing is with this chemtrail claim, these claims, and they've been around for years, is that they're either doing it's like the HAARP claims. Either the chemicals are allegedly to control your mind or allegedly to poison you out of existence. Well, the chemtrail paranoiacs have been at it for years, and the mass extinctions, they've been this mass extinction theory where they're going to wipe out 80% of the world's population. You know, it hasn't happened yet, so I guess the chemicals aren't very fast acting that they're dumping from those.
Well, they got a different plan for that.
Oh, what's that? The H1N1 swine flu or something?
I have no idea. I think that
the point is there's no evidence whatsoever for it. He said look into it. He said research it. I did. When I first heard about the idea, I thought, well, that sounds pretty crazy. I'll look into that. And I did, and I looked into it. And then all I found were a bunch of rambling, crazy loon websites. And you can tell a crazy loon website from a website that's a little better. It's all about the presentation. A rambling lunatic site will just go on forever. If the front page typically just, you can just scroll down and down and down. Go to timecube.com for a perfect example of exactly what I'm talking about. And that's what these, you know, they've got, like, they look like they were designed in 1996 to web 0.5 specifications with the flashing text and all of the silly nonsense that nobody really uses in a serious website.
That flashing text really does grab your attention, though, doesn't it?
No, it's obnoxious. And it's like I've been saying on this show since back in, 5 years ago, show me something credible. Show me something credible. Now, what you can show me is that there have been incidents of the government people doing some sort of spraying. That has happened. Back when we were in Florida, Mark, they sprayed this stuff called Nalathion, and it was allegedly to kill off some sort of nasty little bugger that was invading orange trees all around the state. And they did that. And let me tell you, you knew when they did that because there was a lot of controversy about it, and it was obvious.
Who wants poison sprayed from the sky, right?
And there was poison left over when you went outside after they had done the deal.
Right, it's on your car.
Right, so it was pretty obvious that was happening. And at one point we found a story about the UK also spraying something, and I forget what that was. But the point is, those stories didn't go unnoticed. Those incidents of chemical spraying by governments didn't just disappear, and it wasn't just something that was rumored on a bunch of crazy crackpot websites. Aside from a couple of examples of sort of experimental stuff going on, there's nothing beyond just a bunch of sites with a whole lot of pictures of contrails on them, as though that's proof that people are being sprayed to death.
You know, I've trotted out this conspiracy theory a couple of times, and I really like it. And that is that the conspiracy theorists are, to some extent, onto something. There's an organization of people who want to rule the world, and like so many do, these people have had some relative success at it. And one of those organizations is the Bilderberger Group, and you know they control to some extent commerce and money, the issuance of money in the world. And let's say that those people do control everything from the point of view of the conspiracy theorists. Wouldn't it behoove those people that the people that know their secret, that they are out there controlling the world's monetary system and controlling a good deal of the finance and things like that, wouldn't it behoove those people to make the people that know something about their organization to look nuts?
So they would, yeah.
They disseminate among these people things like HARP and chemtrails and the 9/11 is an inside job and all these other things that sort of sidetrack these people in this this community that seems to know the truth onto a bunch of other stuff that makes them look nuts to the average person in the outside world, so that the kernel of truth is obscured by all the rest of the stuff that's been the lies that have been disseminated by this this organization that in fact the conspiracy theorists know about.
I think it's a good. I think it's a valid theory as anything else.
Yeah, I really. What seems to be the truth. The only thing that really may or may not be true about it is that the organization is helping to spread that nonsense.
Well, there's actually evidence to back up your theory, Mark, because there's this nutter radio host, this internet show host out there, who's this white supremacist sicko whack job. And he propagates a lot of these ideas, or from what I understood, he was the guy that broke the Amaro story, and had the alleged, alleged pictures of the Amaro, this kind of this new currency that was supposed to be proposed to take over the dollar and replace the Canadian and the Mexican currencies and the dollar as well. And turns out he was a CIA operative. That's a fact. I mean, that information came out. So, I mean, he's out there putting out a bunch of misinformation, and word comes out he's working for the CIA. So I think there's actually something to what you're saying, Mark. 800-259-9231.
Mine's just a theory. I won't try to jam it down your throat.
Yeah, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line hour 2 is coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.